We spoke about the Iker Mitzvah of checking, which is for things that will be edible. And we spoke about alternate locations and when you're away from other properties or cars, what should be done. Let's get to the bottom line, the concern of tiny little pieces of chametz dust, tiny particles of chametz. Now, the halacha is before Pesach, if a drop of chametz falls into your food, it goes with the regular dinim of bittul b'shishim, like throughout the year. If there's a 1-to-6-to-60 ratio, the tiny crumb of chametz that falls into the batter of pastita starch will become bittul, null, void, negligible, and ignored, and we don't have to give it any consideration. The real concern comes up when we're not talking about a little tiny drop of chametz falling into food before Pesach. The concern is when the tiny drop of chametz might fall into the food on Pesach. On Pesach, even the tiniest crumb is considered chashuv, it's considered important, and it does not become batal even in a million. And therefore, what you do have to be very careful about to really, really, really clean perfectly are areas which could come into food contact. So, of course, surfaces that food might be put down on, a coffee cup in the car, a coffee holder in the car, countertops, tabletops, of course, a place that sometimes is overlooked is under the upper counters, under the upper cabinets in a kitchen where sometimes people bake and the flour may get up there, and then a little bit shaking and vibration in the kitchen will cause some of that moistened flour that fermented will fall back down into the new food that's being made on Pesach. The insulation of a fridge or freezer, which very often a little crumbs gather there, and then again with the opening of a fridge or freezer or a little brushing by, it could fall into the nearby food that's next to it. So there are certain areas which is near food, that even the tiniest amount of chametz is a concern if it might fall in on Pesach. Similarly, if you're the type of person that sometimes licks their fingers or something, surfaces that your fingers may touch on Pesach, that come into contact with food that may have been a little bit sticky, got stuck on a surface before Pesach during the year, and now on Pesach it gets on your finger, and then you're eating or you're holding food in your hand, and that little tiny drop of tiniest chametz could get onto your finger and then back into your food and into your mouth. That would be a problem. But here's the easy way to address that problem. You don't need a toothbrush and who knows what to get into the tiniest cracks, crevices, creases, even in the kitchen, even on kitchen chairs and dining room tables, which definitely is, there are definitely places which food gets onto a chair. Food falls onto a chair on Pesach, a piece of matzah, and then a little tiny crumb that was previously there in the fabric could get onto the matzah. Then you do have a concern of a tiny amount of chametz on Pesach getting into your matzah. So, but there's a way to clean it that is not extremely difficult, and that is the wonderful, wonderful gift of Windex. If you would take Windex or Ajax or any other solution without a heavy scrub, with just a spray, or if let's say cracks, crevices, and creases that are difficult to get into, you don't really have to get into them. All you have to do is give a spray of a liquid or even a powder or mixture that will ruin that crumb before Pesach. So an ammonia mixture like Windex ruins that crumb. It becomes inedible. It becomes a piece of garbage, and therefore on Pesach itself it's not going to be a concern. This is a great and wonderful aid. So you don't have to scrub and scrape and brush and toothpick your way into areas. First of all, any time that you have to do that, chances are that type of food never would have gotten into your food in the first place if it's so deeply embedded. But secondly, even if it is a place that might perhaps easily get onto your fingers, it was sticky here, but then it will get sticky to your finger or to your food. The easy way around all of these things is a spray of Windex and a light wipe, and that's it. So whether it's the arms of an armchair or creases in a couch or between the cushion and the pieces of wood or metal of the chairs in the kitchen, or you're talking about knobs and handles around the kitchen where often food is used, maybe there's some residue of dough or chametz on it, all of these things, a spray of Windex that gets it properly wet, the food or the residue is totally spoiled and of no concern anymore, and it does not have to be scrubbed or scraped. kalim that often are used with chametz, a toaster oven, a batter mixer, things that often are used with making dough, those are quite scary things. If you have these cupcake makers, all of these things, they get a residue of chametz. It's difficult to clean 100%. They don't have to be cleaned 100%. Assuming you sell your chametz, put that into a box and put it with the chametz that you're selling and sell the kalim as well. There is a question about selling kalim to a guy if you would need to, when you reacquire them, if they need tevila, but the minhag of the entire world is to be leaning on that, not to require tevilas kalim when you get it back from a guy. So again, even those places where there's dough, you could see there's little crusts of dough stuck to the batter, stuck to the machine or whatever it might be, you don't have to kill yourself to go with a toothpick and do anything. If you want, again, you could always use Windex to passel these tiny little pieces, or just take those kalim that are very, very difficult to clean. Play-Doh set with all these many different pieces that have tons of tiny little pieces of Play-Doh. Put it away with the items that you're selling to a guy, and that's all.